I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Welcome back. My name is Kit Laser.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Streaming Things, sort of.
It's definitely Streaming Things.
It is. You've come to the right place if you were looking for the Streaming Things. I don't want to lead you astray there.
It's not like, I got you. It's blank check.
With Griffin and David. Are we going to get sued for that?
Maybe.
SAG-AFTRA. The actors union that used to be two separate actors unions and joined, I think, in 2012. Not sure on that info. They just went on strike. They announced it on July 13th, and I think it went into full effect on July 14th. As you're listening to this, it is July 17th. A lot of you probably also follow me on other social medias like TikTok. I've posted a version of a strike is what I'm committing to with solidarity. Because SAG has requested that many creators and personalities in the TV and film space cease talking about products licensed by struck companies. You're probably aware, if you're involved in this in any way, this is very complicated. Because we don't know what that means as far as like past, present, and future projects, and different SAG union members have released or tweeted or replied in email very differently from one another. And so I'm just recording this to let you know we don't know how to continue. I know for me and my own personal social media channels and you know, on the business side of things with TikTok and me as a personality by myself as Movies Are Therapy, I've decided not to talk about any new projects in TV and film, because they view that as promotion, just to speak about it at all. And that's easy and fine for me to do. I've also decided not to take any studio promotion contracts, which makes perfect sense as part of the strike effort, right? Even though that cuts out 70% of my monthly income, I am the sole provider for my wife, my two kids, my two dogs, and my two ungrateful ass cats. I'm 100% okay
with
that.
Tell those cats to get a job, am I right?
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
Here's the thing. That's fine. Solidarity, 100%. I get it. You know, strikes are meant to be disruptive. But it's getting complicated because we don't know what we can or can't do at all, right? And it's very dicey out there, Steve. They're now telling journalists and critics, which I understood, people don't see me as a critic. That's like kind of fine. It's a little annoying because I was a critic when it was a derogatory term in my comment sections. But now that it means that I can keep working, I'm definitely not, right?
Yeah.
But now they're
like
saying
a convenient title they can give or take away whenever fits a narrative.
As far as what I am, what my identity is in this space, in this industry, it is whatever most fucks me in that moment is what I am. So, and that's fine. But now they're saying critics can't work either. And all the journalists are losing their minds. Like, what are you saying? Like, I'm a scab if I review Oppenheimer next week? And they're like, yes. Right? Which even that is fine with me because that's not what we do here on the podcast. And I'm okay with, in solidarity, discontinuing that part of my life, which is the biggest part of my business on TikTok and YouTube and stuff. But I'm a little weirded out that they're saying we couldn't continue talking about Lost and Cabin in the Woods and that kind of stuff because we have advertising contracts that we've signed. Mm-hmm. We have patrons that pay monthly to hear specific things. Mm-hmm. And I assume we would lose most of those patrons. We would lose the advertising contracts. And then when the strike ends and everyone resumes work on their movies and stuff, we would be fucked still. We'd have to rebuild something we've worked for almost a decade on. Mm-hmm. So I'm confused. That doesn't feel like solidarity.
No.
And I know you're confused as well and a little annoyed.
Oh, I'm very annoyed, actually.
And everyone is.
I'm like being very silent because I definitely have thoughts, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be in SAG. I don't want to be in the Writers Guild. That's not a goal of mine. But because you are on this show and I support you and love you and want you to be successful, and I know those are goals for you to attain, I don't want to say anything that's going to fall back onto you and affect your stuff.
Well, you can be honest. It's your show, too. But it's not just that I want to be a writer, you know, or sell one of my scripts or whatever. It's also like I want to do what's moral and ethical. And I know that you're a moral and ethical person, right? Yeah. But it's like I think part of what they're asking is a little unreasonable. And this is, to be clear, like they're writing these rules as we speak, which is why it's been a long, arduous weekend for people in this space.
Yeah. So let's just kind of take one step back real quick and look at the listener and tell them this week on Streaming Things, this is Monday when you're listening to this.
Yeah.
We have already recorded this week's two episodes of Lost. Mm-hmm. And we are planning on releasing them unless something comes back that explicitly is like, hey, you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I've emailed SAG specifically and asked directly, like, can I talk about pre-strike movies and shows? The COO of SAG told me yes, right? But I'm still waiting on another email that I wrote to a different SAG source. Then they released all this stuff today saying no. And so it's like, it's almost impossible not to scab because no one can fucking tell me and everybody. And I have been annoyed because there's a lot of people on TikTok specifically that are like, it's fucking obvious. Are you a scab? Or are you not a scab? Are you a piece of shit? Or are you a good person? And these are all people. These are mailmen. These are CPAs. These are baristas. These are truck drivers. These are physical fitness coaches. A bunch of people who have nothing to lose and no decision to make are like, it's obvious.
Yeah.
Quit your whole ass job for a question mark amount of time, whether or not they're asking you to or not.
Right.
You know, why are you trying to clarify? Why are you trying to clarify your whole ass job? You know,
right.
very annoying. The gray area comes in a couple areas, just to try to clarify for listeners that might not be familiar with what's going on at all. The writers went on strike 71 days ago, the WGA. We were allowed to resume everything. The actors were still acting. Everybody, the directors were still directing because those guilds were not on strike. And as long as nobody wrote for a TV show or movie, it would not be scabbing. But the actor's role in movie and television production also largely includes promotion. So they go on talk shows. They go on Hot Ones and eat the hot wings. They get interviewed by people like me. They travel around, get photographed behind movie. They do all kinds of stuff promoting. It's in their contracts, right? In their SAG contracts to promote the movie and TV show. And so now promotion is considered struck labor, right? For these struck companies, which is all, you know, Hollywood studios of any kind. And so they're saying, which is ridiculous, but they're saying content creators, influencers, sure, but also critics, journalists that talk about these movies and properties are quote unquote promoting by mentioning them and thus doing struck labor and thus scabbing. And their only threat that they can provide is that you cannot join these guilds in the future if you're known to be a scab, right? That's like half a concern of mine, but also like I just don't want to do anything to hurt the cause or like unleash the hordes on me, you know, mm-hmm. and it might be in the benefit of the show, you know, to never do this because, you know, we might just have to shut down anyway because the fucking, you know, we'll get stomped into the dirt. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've seen things happen to others for less.
Sure. Sure.
And so there's a lot going on around my noggin right now. And honestly, it's not even their fault. My job, this podcast's influencers, content creators, movie blog critics, even the internet did not exist the last time SAG was on strike, which was in 1980. They were on strike for like 14 hours in 2006. And the last time the guilds were on strike together was in 1960. So this is unprecedented. And you can, it's very clear that SAG doesn't know what to do with us or where mm-hmm. and they're just kind of issuing these broad blanket gray area statements right now. And everybody's like, wait, what do you, you know?
Right.
And so everybody's upset, understandably. And I think over the coming days, it will be more clear, which is why I wanted to make this to post Monday, because it's like maybe by Wednesday, it won't be
an issue.
Infinitely more clear. And yes, mm-hmm. that's what my fervent wish is. And to you, the listener, I mean, I don't know how to say this, but it's just like, I really want to do the right thing and what's expected of me, however that looks, but I can't just rebuild this show. I just refuse to let it go, you know? Right. And I know that Steve feels very strongly about that anyway. So it's like, there's a number of things we could do, but at the very least, it could be us playing board games, making more President's Day trivias. We'd have plenty of time because we're not
Prime Minister Day trivia. Oh, some across the pond
our
action.
Friends across the pond. Save the queen. You know, we got to make something because we, it took us so long. We're still a small podcast and it's like, it took us very long to get to where we're at to this size.
Yeah, I know.
And we just switched platforms and signed all these new ad contracts. And the SAG statement does say you need to fulfill any contracts that you've signed, regardless of labor strikes, because you're not union and we can't get you out of those contracts.
Right.
And it's like, yeah.
That's a thing that I think a lot of the people who are picking up pitchforks and torches, specifically on TikTok, and they're going to be clear, they've been picking on Chris specifically because Chris is much more visible than I am. A lot of those people just aren't recognizing that stuff is that you aren't a guild member. You're not a SAG member. You're not a part of these things. People who are in those guilds have safety nets and support structures to help them while they're striking. And it's hard for them for sure.
Yeah. But I mean, a lot of these artists are below $30,000 a year.
Yeah.
Right. Background actors. We are 100% in support of their cause.
Yes.
Which is our cause. It benefits us. I mean, all the stories that we talk about, they create. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have a show without the artists and the actors and the writers. But yeah, there's got to be to your point, you know, they have a strike fund. Mm-hmm. They have a guarantee of a job when the strike's over.
Whereas you don't have any of that. So if people are asking you to close up shop completely and stop doing what you do completely, that's astronomically incorrect. Like, you should not be held accountable to do that. Because you stand to lose everything. And of course the guild, and this could be me talking mad on my ass, but people in the guild will be like, well, yeah, fuck you. You should do that because that's just a way for them to further their goal, to put pressure on the people who need to have pressure be applied to them. But also it's unfair to you what exactly they're asking. Now, what I'm saying is to not promote new things, to not, you know, allow those and to like be the vocal proponent of the writers and everything. And the actors, yes, but to like just fully close up shop and like not produce things and just completely eliminate your presence, like that's asking way too much. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. And like in my mind, it's like podcasts are definitely different, right? This is media broadcast. That's what I was thinking this morning before they released that statement coming at critics too. And mm-hmm. they're talking Slash Film, any like major publication you can think of was told you're part of this. And a lot of them have told them to suck their balls. literally, one guy was wildly clear about how he felt.
Striking, picketing, protesting is always a hard thing to do. It's a fine line you have to thread because you have to be disruptive. You absolutely have to be disruptive to make the point to fight the good fight. But you don't want to necessarily cause undue harm on potential allies, because then people will turn on you quickly, and then that doesn't help your cause either. But it's a very delicate balance to balance. And I don't have necessarily the right answers, but I just think that, like, you just have to be aware that sometimes in doing these things, you're going to alienate the people that are actually on your side, and you're going to, like, lose things.
Yeah, and I don't know what's right. I really don't. I've never been part of a strike before, and I think that this is calling attention to kind of a problem that we've always had, which is, like, the industry's so different now. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows who you and I are, in the sense of, like, what is it that we do? Yeah, you know, especially not, me, yes. Because I do sometimes promote movies for the studio, so that's something a critic would never do. Mm-hmm. But also, like...
But you stopped doing that.
No. I mean, yeah, during the strike, absolutely. I'm just saying in general, like, if there was no strike, where do I fit in the industry has always been nebulous. Because, like, real quote unquote critics scoff at me, right? Fucking YouTube, TikTok, podcast boy. You're not like a, I went to college for English. So did I. Yeah, but.
But I write. I blog.
Yeah, I'm a blogger. I'd like have a job at a place with a name, you know? I gave my podcast a name. Yeah, but. But obviously, I'm upset.
It's recorded in the second bedroom of your buddy's apartment. Okay, yeah. So what's real here?
What are we even talking about here? That's the thing. Is like, I'm a little annoyed that they've always kind of gatekept us anyway. Mm-hmm. But also, like, the public has kind of also hated me, because it's like, oh, you're an influencer. You get to go to, like, hang out with Tom Cruise at the premiere for no reason.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like, what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like, what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
And
famously, you hang out with Tom all the time.
And it's like Mopather the Fourth. So it's like, yeah, you could do that too if you just, you know, worked at it, you know. So anyway, I'm just trying to say, like, everybody's always kind of had an ill opinion of our space, but it's kind of like, just ignore them, you know. Mm-hmm. And now it's the first thing people looked at when it's like 3 hours after they went on strike. The Eye of Mordor turned to us and said, "You better not." And it was like, not what? No, now you see me? You know?
Yeah. All of a sudden, now we're noticeable?
Because, okay. Like, immediately, I was like, obviously, I can't take brand deals and stuff anymore. That's, you know, directly in correlation with the studio. That's taking money from the Struck company. That's obvious, right?
Right.
A couple days later, I was like, I guess nobody sees me as a real critic, so I shouldn't talk about new releases and stuff at all. That could be construed as promotion, sure, right? But then today I woke up realizing they mean no acknowledgement of visual media whatsoever. And it was just like, what? Because here's the thing that makes it weird. There is no boycott, right? The guilds have not called a boycott. They actually, the opposite. They very much encourage you, all of us, to continue going to the movie theaters to see these new releases, as well as streaming all their shows and movies on streaming services, because the writers do get, and actors, meager as they are, residuals from those things. But also the AMPTP, the company representing all of the studio executives that they're negotiating with, can weaponize, like, these streaming numbers in those negotiations and say, hey, streaming numbers dropped drastically last week. See how unstable it is? That's why we can't raise your salaries, right? And so for all of those reasons, they want you to continue watching all this stuff. And it's so weird to me.
They want you to go and consume this stuff still.
But don't you admit to publicly going?
Yeah.
Because then you're promoting the studio. It's fucking weird. Yeah. And the reason it's weird is because they really don't know. This has never happened before. We've never existed during a strike before. And they don't know what the answer is. They're just shooting from the hip. Mm-hmm. And we're getting conflicting answers from all across the board, from the guilds directly, you know?
Yeah.
So.
And it's frustrating. The thing that I just want to kind of say is just, if you are one of these people that are, you know, very much on the side of the writers and actors, as you should be, but you are also bringing up torches and pitchforks and going after people who just record reviews about movies on their phones, you are in the wrong. Like, it's okay to like try to further the cause as much as possible, because we all want this to happen. Like, I want actors to be paid. I want writers to be paid, especially writers. Writers have been getting a raw deal since a pen was created, right? And so, like, to go after, like, just be kind, because like what Chris says, this is unprecedented. This is something that no one's ever dealt with before, at least in this capacity. We're not even like official reviewers or anything. We're just like podcasters who just happen to luck into being able to have an audience, right? Mm-hmm. Like, just be kinder about it. Don't just come at people and say like, oh, you're an awful piece of shit because you just happened to watch Oppenheimer and want to talk about it with people.
Yeah, I mean,
or you just are in the middle of covering the Mission Impossible movies and want to talk about it with people.
There's a lot of nuance, and anytime there's nuance, the internet is just like, what?
Yeah.
So fuck you. that's not what I said at all. You know? So we did record the Dead Reckoning part one review, expletive deleted. And, that was with the Raiders of the Lost podcast guys. And as far as I know, they plan to continue doing their show. Cause again, we've been getting conflicting reports from within SAG, but also vastly conflicting reports from WGA versus SAG and so on. But we're not going to drop that today. Obviously, you're listening to this. We've also recorded a couple of Lost episodes, episodes 6 and 7. We've got Cabin in the Woods in the pipeline is the next movie that's up next. I would ask our patrons, if you can afford it throughout all of this, not to abandon us, because we're going to have some kind of content, probably our usual content, but some kind of content no matter what. And this is obviously, I mean, I've already cut out 70% of my income. And I know the artists and you know, the writers and the actors have cut out a lot of their income, too. And that's part of what a strike is. And I just happen to be in this industry. But just maybe be patient as much as you can. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? I'm just rambling now. I didn't plan any of this.
Especially be patient this week. Because again, there's a lot of questions in the air. We don't have concrete answers. So this week, we're definitely playing it more safe and tepid and just trying to like, okay, what's happening? Okay, what? Yes. You want us to do, huh? So especially this week, be patient. Hopefully by next week, we'll know a lot more finer details of what is okay morally and ethically for us to do, because we do want to support these people, because we love movies, we love TV, and because of that, we love our writers, we love our actors, we love our directors, we love everybody. Because like, shit, I'm a production person, right?
Like a PP.
A PP. You down with the PP?
I am.
Yeah, you know me.
I love it.
You love the PP?
I do.
But like, yes, like we definitely support everyone. We just want to make sure we're doing what we can to help, but also maintain the, yeah, he's got a hat, but also to maintain our podcast. Cause like to Chris's point earlier, like it took us a long time to cultivate the fan base we have now, the viewers we have now, and we love every single one of you. It would be devastating if we had to stop, completely, which is what some people are asking us to do. It would be devastating for us. Like there would be no coming back for us, I think, if that were what we had to do. And I don't think we will.
We would have to sell Pippin.
I'm not selling.
Don't sell me.
Like Bob Iger's like, we'll give the writers and the actors all the money they need. Only if you sell Pippin.
Don't do it.
Do it, Daddy. It's for the greater good.
That's Pippin. That's how he talks, if you guys didn't know. Yeah, I mean, it's just a wild time for everybody. And this could last. I mean, like I said, one of those strikes lasted 14 hours and one of them lasted 6 months. So there's really no telling. It's complicated. The issues that they're talking about is streaming residuals. You know, the landscape has changed, but also AI technology. You know, one of the things the studios said that they could do, this was their groundbreaking AI proposal, was that.
Oh, yeah, this was so bonkers.
For a day rate, you could pay an actor, a background actor, a day, and they would scan you and be able to use your likeness in perpetuity to the end of time. Mm-hmm. So basically, you'd never work as a background actor again after that one day's pay was their proposal.
You get paid like $175, and then they could just use your face in the background forever. It's so like, stupid.
This is how greedy and ignorant the studios are being. By the way, all of my anger and ire is pointed at the studios. I know that the guilds are just confused and they're trying to figure out how to navigate this. This is all like if they're fucking up your streaming things and they're fucking up your movies, art therapy, mm-hmm. and they're making my family hungry, mm-hmm. it is the studios that are doing this.
It goes back to, you know, I think, you know, you and I always often will ridicule billionaires. We invoke the name of Bernie quite often on this show. Like,
oh, don't get me started.
Just fucking pay your people. Like, how hard is it? That's just fucking pay them.
I've been saying this for the longest time.
Bob Iger, he's coming up. He's going to make the robots.
My Bernie is like 10 years older than yours.
I personally, one of my favorite movies is Gone with the Wind, would be way less as good if it was acted by a robot. Can you imagine if a robot said those iconic lines?
What are the lines? I'm old Bernie. I can't remember.
Frankly, my dear Scarlett, I don't give a damn.
Is that where that line came from, that movie?
I think so.
Is that movie problematic? I haven't seen it in 40 years.
Say hello to my little friend.
And that's what they want to do.
It's not that movie.
I love you. I love you back. Kiss me. Yes. No. Yes. No. Yes.
What happened?
Was that the Notebook?
That was the Notebook.
And before that,
what do you want?
was that You've Got Mail before that?
I wanted it to be you.
I feel like I'm watching Futurama right now and Bender's just like, Calculon. Yeah, man. It's weird. I love. And by the way, I've been in if you made it this far in the episode, just that one of the deepest, darkest depressions of the last few years over the last 3 days. Because it's like I didn't realize, I knew, but it didn't fully sink in how much time I spent publicly talking about movies or prepping to publicly talk about movies. And so over the last 3 days, I've just been like worried about, you know, financially and stuff, but also like, what do I do with myself? Because I've been working so hard to build this like fucking brand or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I took the notes for Lost and stuff, but I was so half-hearted, like trying to pay attention. I didn't watch really anything for fun or, you know, just it was all on my phone. It's toxic as shit, just going through social media and everybody freaking out together. It's been terrible. Not going to lie. Not going to sugarcoat it for you, Steve.
That's okay. Meanwhile, I'm very offline compared to Chris.
Good for you, man.
The only online people I interact with are the patrons on Discord.
I should have been on Discord. And I just saw a message from Enza on there that was like, hey, I hope you're doing well. I'm hugging you through this. I didn't even check. I didn't see that hug. I needed it bad. I needed it bad, Enza.
Do you want me to hug you now?
No.
Oh, well, fuck me. Jesus.
Is that your robot was trying to hug me? Yeah. So what we're going to do, just to reiterate, we're going to sit tight. We're going to wait for more instructions that are more clear, that make sense, and do what's right, do what's best. I mean, we do have contracts. They said fulfill your contracts. We have those on the show. I'm going to follow everything to the letter on my main channels on TikTok and stuff. I want to show complete solidarity. I'm going to do mostly strike content over there. I would love, if I could afford it, I would travel to the picket lines and make content, like give them voices, you know, mm-hmm. That would be lovely. But there's a lot of SAG around here, but not the union. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Talking about cheeks.
No. Let's go to the Hollers and find some.
And also there's, you know, they can make indie productions can actually use SAG actors if they get a waiver. And I saw Cara Buono was filming an indie movie near us that was waiting for the waiver to continue production because they've only had a couple days left. So I reached out to her and I was like, hey, you remember me? You want to hang out and talk about your indie movie? She said, maybe. Let me ask the producer. So I want to highlight indie productions and stuff. There's a lot of stuff I can do. But as far as the pod, like, I really just want to continue the Lost coverage and stuff, you know, do our Patreon requested movies, stuff like that. So just waiting on because I've gotten thumbs up, thumbs down, and shrug from many different sources that are supposed to be viable. So it's like, what the fuck?
Unions, I'm going to invoke the name of Pitbull. Give me the green light because I'm ready to go. Oh.
Somebody say unions?
Oh, we. Bernie, no.
Sorry.
I'm a big fan of Pitbull.
We love you all. Thank you for sticking. I mean, a lot, some of it. Think about the veterans, though, like Carmelita and Enza are like, oh, taking a blow, complete chaos and no planned episodes.
Oh, never.
Back to my roots.
I feel back at home again.
Ends is like, this is streaming things.
I don't know. She might be where like, oh no, they're going on another 2-year hiatus. I know it.
No. Definitely not.
Definitely not that. Yeah, like Chris said, if we end up into a situation where like we can't talk about movies or anything, we're gonna pivot and do fun episodes. Maybe like something closer to like an After Hours.
Just play D&D.
Play D&D or something.
I don't even know how.
I don't even know how either. We'll get a dungeon master, and we might have to. I might have to go get the other four mics.
We'll just turn into Critical Role.
Yeah, it's just rip off Critical Role.
Yeah, and call it Critical Swole, and we're like, we'll work out while we do it.
Yeah, I'm like, check my
what?
What is it when you finish like perception? Check my perception.
I was like, you're grunting and saying, check my.
I just did a fail roll on charisma just then.
You did. Pronunciation one. So yeah, that's what's coming up. Sit tight, and we love you. We love you, and let's support the artists and the writers. Go follow SAG-AFTRA and WGA on all socials. Adam Conover does a lot of. He's a strike leader. He does a lot of educating about what's going on. Yeah, he's delivering powerful speeches. He should be a writer or something.
Something.
And there's ways to donate. You know, and
I don't feel like he ruins anything. Honestly,
I know he makes everything better.
Yeah,
he makes everything better. But anywho, that's all we got for right now. Today's Monday. It's feeling real Monday right now. We love y'all. Thanks for sitting tight. And this comes right after the week where Steve was like ill and stuff. So that's what makes it extra unfortunate.
This last week has been a doozy for old Papa Steve.
Papa Steve. But I'm on strike. This is Comrade Laser talking to you right now. That's all the time we got for right now. My name is Chris.
And I'm Steve.
Ah, fuck.
I mean, hit the laser without the laser.
Ah,
what do we do?
This is exactly how I feel right now. So let's let it in there.
Yeah.
Happy streaming. Or not.
No, happy streaming. Keep streaming.
Yeah.
They want you to keep streaming, Chris.
Okay. Just don't tell anybody.
Just don't tell anybody.
Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage of the French Open begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.